let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
Shout out the Hoggies.
Love our Hoggies. Lots to get to. Statter story coming up, matter of moments. Excited for that. Game two of the conference finals. Nostradamus himself, Brandon Sprague, will tell you bucket by bucket who's going to win that game tonight.
Really?
Who should we gamble on?
Hmm.
You know what? We might have to, I'm going to call a hot route here. I will get to what I'm going to talk about in a moment. But Ralph and Gresham is in with a request.
Okay.
And I will grant the request.
What's your song request? Ralph, who do you have and who do you want to shout out?
Hey, Ralph.
Wish your happy birthday to Bobby, my good friend. And Grandma, I love you.
I want to request Feel Like a Woman. Shout out my wife. I love her.
Look, I don't know if you don't have to love country music. You hate country music. Man, I Feel Like a Woman comes on. You're moving. Are you moving?
Well, the best thing about being a woman, I don't know the rest
is
of
that
words.
You want to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah. Oh.
Uh-oh. I mean, come on.
I was stuck
you know
in
if
a,
that song comes on.
Look.
You're tapping your toe at least. Can I get a toe tap out of you, Brandon? No toe tap?
No, sorry.
No toe tap?
Do you have any idea how confusing as a human it is to be 14 and come out of Park Rose High School and then get in the car and your mom is singing that song?
She just wants to feel like a woman.
And I'm like... And we're here.
And this is happening.
This is happening now.
This is going to almost send me down a different rabbit hole pivot, but Brandon and I are doing an icebreaking relationship piece of activity on Friday. We're playing golf together.
Oh, are you also missing a show to go golf?
No.
Just every foursome in the world that I'm not invited to be able to play golf?
I deserve that one.
I'm going to find an Oregon State-based golf tournament and just randomly drop them out. See you later. I got a birdie.
I will be here on Friday. I will not be missing the show.
Next Friday, you won't be here.
It is.
Next Thursday, you won't be here.
Golf is Thursday.
Okay, all right.
It's meeting people, all right?
The Friday one.
Somebody's got to go shake the baby's hands, all right?
The Dan baby?
But this is a...
Is he going to sue you if you don't show up?
My reaction, though, is, Brandon, you telling me you're not a Shania... I imagine you're not a country music guy at all? Or do
I
you like
he's
any...
He's going to surprise us here.
Ooh.
Not that type of country. I have pivoted as I've gotten older to tolerate country music.
Okay, you can get along with it.
Back in high school...
Tolerate, you're out.
I couldn't stand
it. We were in a country music meeting.
I got country music in the playlist for golf, so we'll see. Maybe I'll skip through some songs.
Again, I will tolerate that.
And so there's a conversation happening internally with us and somebody at the country station, and it pivoted into award performance... Casey Musgraves, but
yeah,
race car talk, and Dirt's just like with the dip. It's like, oh yeah, man, I love that performer. And then the other guy, oh man, I'll tell you what, that performer was good.
Casey Musgraves is great,
dude. And I was just sitting there like, what language are they speaking right now? How am I in this meeting?
You feel like an alien on a different planet.
I totally
none of this is connecting,
dude.
You're my NASCAR guy. I got nothing with NASCAR.
I obviously don't know anything about NASCAR to my Brickyard 400 celebration.
Well, in a roundabout way. The reason I bring this up, somebody said it's a great karaoke song with the boys. My prerogative is to have a little fun. Amen, dude. Shania Twain's great.
I wouldn't eliminate it from the karaoke.
Oh.
Especially if you took the Garth Brooks obvious karaoke song.
Blaming all on my roots.
Yeah, I showed up in boots.
Ruin your black tie affair.
Taken? I don't know any
that one's
other
already
songs.
Been done. You gotta pivot to song number two in the country genre.
It's a George Strait song. It's the Feel Like a Woman, or maybe it's Thunder Rolls.
What's your go-to George Strait karaoke
Pure
song?
Pure Country.
Pure Country?
Yeah. My little brother performed it at a talent show.
You're damn right he did.
He wore straight up.
You got some redneck in you.
Oh, it's my stepdad was a little hickish.
It's in the bones.
No, yeah.
You got to bring it out. It's like a werewolf coming out at night.
Talk about confusing. Imagine being around monster trucks, but in North Portland while people are doing cocaine.
That's an interesting combination.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a world. And I lived in it.
That's a melting pot. That's what we would say.
It really was.
No, the Ralph, he does not want to shout out his buddies. He did want to, he basically said, screw whatever segment you're going to do. Just throw it out. He wants an update on the Danny and Joe golf clash that's going to happen. He's offering to buy everybody carts and booze and cigars to drive around and heckle their asses during the round. So, like, look, this is going to become a thing. I mentioned it on the show yesterday. We say a lot of dumb stuff on the air. Our producer thinks he can swim 500 yards out into the ocean. I think I could wrestle an alligator. A lot of this stuff is like unprovable. The claims that we make, like Will Ortner is never going to take a punch from Mike Tyson. This is one that we can follow up on because it's just any sort of athletic endeavor. Now, they both play golf and they're both braggadocious to me about their golf games. I hear a lot of the secondhand stories about how they smoked a 5-iron that weekend or should have seen me hit my drives at the driving range. Like, I get that from both of them. And they're also relatively in the same ballpark of handicap. So it's not like there's a huge stroke advantage going on here that's got to go either way, which helps when you get peer competition going. So I'm going to meet with both of them today. We're going to go over our calendars. We're going to find ourselves a nice little Saturday that works to go play some golf. And I promise you, I'm going to set this up. I'm going to set the tee time. They're going to give me the days at work. I'll make sure it works. Anybody that wants to come can come. My question is, though, because they wanted to play. They both live down near Chehalem Glen, which is close to their house. I don't know about Danny. I think Danny moved. But I know Joe lives down there, and that's kind of his home course. I want them out of their comfort zone. I don't want them playing a course that they both played the majority of the time.
Neutral site.
I need a neutral site game, yeah. Thank you. And I want to know where's the best place for a neutral site game.
Well, I can't think of anything better than a tightly contested round where they're both going to hole 12, sitting at plus 14, and 12 through 15 at Stone Creek.
Ooh,
you want to talk about what breaks you.
Stone's a good pull.
Those four straight holes.
How do you survive the gauntlet?
100-yard par 3 over a little canyon. Easy peasy.
Why do I chunk it every time?
I chunk it every damn time. Or somehow it sticks on the back hill. How? It's dry out.
How is that not coming back down?
Roll down. I hit the right shot here.
Okay, so you think Stone Creek is the best because of the back closing stretch on the back nine?
I don't know if Joe's played the course ever. I don't know if Danny's played the course ever. And I know those holes will break.
Yeah, that's because I want something. You got
to be some challenge here.
There's got to be challenge here. And Chehalem Glen is a difficult course. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, the up down on the back nine is no easy breezy.
Take a cart when you play there. It's mainly about the idea of I don't want them to know the new. It's, you know, you got to be a fish out of water in this moment.
How do you
gauge? This isn't Augusta. We don't play her every year.
Right.
This is a new champ, new course for a U.S. Open.
How do you gauge confidence factor into who you pick to win an event like this? Like, let me give you an example. Danny will tell you he's the best at everything you could possibly think of.
Yes. He will dunk on you. He will,
And Joe has that arrogance and air to him, but.
That's why this is perfect.
I'm starting to wonder. Not shaking your boots level, it feels like Joe in a roundabout way is hoping this doesn't happen. Because I think Joe thinks he has more to lose than Danny, even though Danny's more loud about his braggadociousness.
Interesting.
Because Joe hit me with a random text at like 2:45 yesterday.
So he's thinking about it in the middle of the day then.
And this is like we hadn't talked.
Unsolicited. We've been gone for hours.
You know he doesn't want to participate in these shame games. And I said, dude, he is pissed.
I think he's all about
you did.
I
think he is all in.
Yeah.
You unsolicited going, you really think he wants to do it, though? Makes me hear it in a little bit of a...
I'm not letting him off the hook
here. A quivering like, well, are we sure? Because I think Joe thinks he has more to lose here.
That's an interesting point because I feel opposite of that, but I see your reasoning of why you do. I told this to Joe yesterday because the claim from Danny was I can beat you in any athletic endeavor. You name it, I'll beat you. Mm-hmm. And so in terms of the shame games, which is now what we've called this, if you'd like to sponsor it, give us a call. We would love to have corporate sponsors as a part of this. I told Joe, if you just win the first event, it's over.
Well, there's only going to be one event.
Sure, probably.
We got to be honest about
that. I mean, we can find a way to do one-on-one basketball to 21. That's not complicated to find a gym.
Joe's kind of already quit on that.
Yeah.
He's like, I might be the worst basketball player at the fan. He thinks you're really good.
He thinks I'm good at basketball?
Yes.
Joe Fisher?
He goes, I think Dirt's super crafty. And I was like,
crafty? What?
I think Dirt has a 1-inch vertical.
I can't jump, dude.
I don't know.
What?
I'm just telling you what he's texting me.
I mean, hey, I'll take it. If you think I'm good at hoops, man, I'll carry that badge around.
I want you to.
I just won't ever try and prove it because it won't look like that.
If Danny beats Joe.
Yes, in golf.
Joe has got to sit in a little bit like he instigated the whole thing.
He did.
Now. He brought it on himself.
He did.
If Joe beats Danny, Danny's going to be like, I had hip replacement surgery and I tore my hamstring 4 times yesterday. So, like, he's already got the built-in. These aren't even my knees. You wanted me to play golf with not my knees?
Yeah.
He's got that in his back pocket.
He does.
Whether you want to say that's an excuse or not,
yeah.
You know that he's got, well, the hip's been bothering lately and the back is, right. I got to get my back replaced in a year.
That's an interesting question of who has more to lose.
Joe.
Yeah. But he wasn't the one, at least, that said to Danny, I can beat you in any athletic endeavor.
Nobody led Danny to it.
He did.
If you bring the wolf to the prey.
And then the wolf eats
the
prey.
And the wolf starts biting.
You got to be upset at yourself for that.
You got to be a little bit of like, what did I do?
Because I'm trying to like lead Meringue to a different direction. Because Meringue will go on these like, I could, you know, let's get you on a bench or a power lift or a clean. And it's like, yeah, dude, you're stronger than Joe. I don't know. I don't think Joe Fisher lifts weights. Maybe I'm wrong on that. Maybe he's in the gym pumping iron and I'm just not aware. I don't mean to disrespect your strength, Joe Fisher.
Mm.
But that's not like that's a different category. When you're talking just overall brute strength, everybody would pick Danny to win that competition. When you say in athletic endeavors, to me, that's not lifting weights. That's there's something, some sort of competition that needs to take place here in golf and basketball and the like. I think we've decided no matter what we do, Swag would be a delightful rules analyst following the group along in zebra stripes, ruling on red stake, white stake, penalty stroke, having it be a match play event. So it's not like one, you know, you get a 12 on a hole and you're playing stroke play, you're basically done. I'm not going to do that to him. Match play is the best way to do it. Match play is the most underutilized aspect of golf, hole by hole.
It's the quickest way to do a round.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If somebody's like, blown up and they're clearly going to lose the
hole.
I hit
two tee balls out of bounds and you hit a drive on the green, like, all right, that hole's over.
Yeah.
I'm going to the next tee box. Exactly. We don't need to finish that thing out.
Yep.
Couple thoughts coming in. OGA getting chimed in. Tough course. OGA is a great spot.
OGA is a tough course. Beautiful course. Love
beautiful
me some
spot.
OGA.
Stone Creek, awesome. Somebody said people wanting it to be filmed. I would love.
I want
to
film it. I want to do like I want to be the guy with the headphones with the microphone. That's like, all right, we're about 160. Wind's probably playing about 170. Danny's going 8-iron here. That is ballsy.
That is aggressive.
With a bad hip,
will he get it?
You think you're turning into that?
Will he get it?
Hey guys, he's short. 8-iron short.
It'll be nice if it's a place like Eastmoreland getting chimed in too.
Oh,
like,
I mean, yeah, that's
Eastmoreland. They'll test you. Eastmoreland's, you know, how you feeling about hitting fairways today?
Talk about a course that just dominates.
Because if you're not feeling good about hitting fairways today, it could be a long day for you. It would be nice if it's a course that we have a relationship with, because I'd love to announce this publicly, what time it will take place, and have people come follow along.
If there's even two people willing to show up to watch this,
Ralph, I'm holding you accountable. Ralph, I'm holding you. You're the one that sparked this entire segment. I want you following the group in a cart. You can play the music. I'll let you DJ. I'm getting around a golf out of this too. Like I'm trying to wiggle my way in, although that doesn't really make a lot of sense, but I just want to play as much golf as possible.
Who is the first one to use an excuse in the round? Because Joe's already given me my back's been tweaked for about a month.
He's already given you, I'm a little tight. I'm a little tight back there. That's a good question. I don't know a lot about Danny's golf game other than the stories that I hear from him. I've never played golf with Danny.
I've only golfed with Danny once. It was about 2 years ago at Riverside, and he quit on hole 14.
Okay. Was it right after surgery?
I can't recall, but he basically was like, I'm not feeling very good. I got to leave.
How was the game? How did his game look? Let's be an honest assessment, because the only time I've ever played with Joe Fisher, he hit a tee shot on 10
and hit a car
at Eastmoreland into a windshield, which I had never seen before because those trees are really tall.
Yeah, and they tried to get
and
away
then
with
they
not
drove onto
it.
The course, and that ended up being an insurance payment for him.
I would guess at around hole 13 or 14 at Riverside, Danny was probably sitting at a 103.
Okay, with five holes to go.
Yeah.
So he's having a rough day.
It wasn't a great day. A lot of dog legs out at that country club.
There is a lot of dog legs out there.
They just call that dog club country club. Dog leg country club.
Dog club.
Whatever.
I mean,
dog leg country club would be an exceptional name.
We now have people offering to do the social media content in the Joe Danny Classic. Color commentary aside, Sprague.
What are we calling it?
We
got to
come
Danny?
Up with a name. Somebody said I live across the street from Stone Creek. I can help you guys out. I'm telling you, dude. So I'm going to talk to them both today.
Also, you got a nice house. You live across Stone Creek.
I mean, yeah. Can we come to your house for the post-round, beverages
Sorry
that we're going to have
speeding
here?
Speeding a couple times. I've been late for tea times. Yeah. What are we doing there?
Yeah, those speed bumps.
Sorry.
Dude, get those speed bumps out of there, Stone Creek. Come
on. You're going to be on 30 once in a while. What do you want me? I got 10-minute tea time. That gate better be open. Dad's turning in.
We've all been there before.
Come on.
What time is it? It's 11:53.
And you know you see the person walking to Stone Creek on the path, yeah. And you know you slow down, right? Yeah. Did you pass him?
The dog walker. Yeah. You live in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it's a nice backyard basketball pool.
So I'll take the courses into consideration. We'll noodle on this. I'm going to find a date. I promise it will be publicly announced. I'll put it on social media. We'll talk about it on the show. The Shame Games was, I think, the offering of the brand man
the
yesterday.
The Shame Game Invitational?
The Shame Game Invitational. I do
the
like
DJ Classic.
The yeah, it's not bad. The Joe Danny Classic's not bad.
Yeah, DJ Classic's pretty good. Solid,
like somebody said, make it part of the Fangolf Classic. I brought that up yesterday, but that's not.
That's hard to navigate into the.
That's
Fangolf
hard to
Classic.
Do, dude. And it's also like it's a scramble shamble format, and so the rounds are a little bit longer. And
it's,
then
just, it's not just possible.
It's not.
It's got to be a separate.
They
thing.
Need to be, or Danny needs to be at the sixth hole to hang out, and so it's just yeah, it's got to be a separate thing. I want it to be a separate thing. Although the idea that Dusty had was to let them start on 7 at Langdon, and so the sixth hole, the Angels Envy hole, is the 18th hole for them. And imagining it coming down to that tee shot,
the 103
that
yard
short
par three,
somebody missing the green and having to chip up to try and make a par to try and save the match or whatever would be phenomenal content.
I can only go off what I've seen, and if it came down to that hole as the 18th to win the whole tournament,
who you trusting to hit that green?
I'm pretty sure Danny went 0-48 last year.
He did have a hard time finding the green.
A lot
it's
of
a difficult green to find. He had a hard time finding that green.
The thing I appreciate about Danny is like a couple shots just went super wayward, and it was like it's weird.
Gives you like, where did that come from?
I don't normally hit that shot.
Came out of nowhere.
My shot shape's usually more straight than it is like going left there.
We got a couple alpha males here. I think they're both going to be eager to book this tee time. I'll coordinate dates. I like the course ideas. If you got any other ideas, text them at 503-864-6326.
Who do you ultimately say has more to lose from this? Because I do think I'd book
Joe. I see your point on Joe. Look, they both have something to lose here because they both were running their mouths, so whoever does end up losing is not going to look great in the outcome of it.
Danny's going to be like, I just squatted 7,000 pounds yesterday. What did you want from me today?
I'd say not squatting 7,000 pounds. That's your fault if you choose to do that to your body.
I can't lose weight. I got a wedding.
Like, I go back to Joe was the one that instigated the entire thing, so certainly a lot to lose.
Yeah, he did.
Danny, with the comment of, I could beat you in literally anything.
With, like, a raised
with
voice.
A confident, like, name it, I'll beat you in it.
With a psychotic, like, yeah. Stare-smile combination, yes. If you can envision that.
I think in that regard, it's a 51-49 for me more to lose.
It's one thing to say, I'm a better athlete than you. It's another yes. To go, I'll beat you in literally any athletic endeavor.
You name it, I'll beat you at it.
Who uses endeavor in, like, their just regular vocabulary?
And if Danny wins the first one,
like, what?
The shame games might continue. If Joe wins the first one, that's kind of
Joe's walking off.
Joe's walking off. Joe's He's not doing it anymore. But if Danny wins, we might go to basketball next. We'll see where the process takes us.
I still maintain we will make this happen.
What are your odds on a golf match? Give me that. Match play, 18 holes. Who's your favorite? Give me the Vegas odds.
Dude, if I'm going to go what I'm hearing, it sounds like Danny golfs every weekend.
Sounds like he plays a
lot.
And
it sounds like Joe hadn't been playing. I think it starts
Joe had the itch, I thought. Is he not itching anymore?
I told you, give me the back thing.
Oh, God.
I think it opens Danny -120, Joe +110.
Okay. Very close, either way.
And then maybe after the opening tee shot, the odds completely swing one way or the other. I just, of all the stuff that was said, beating you in any athletic endeavor is quite a thing to say.
Yeah.
Bragging about you being the most exceptional route runner while also finishing with, I can't catch, is...
This has turned into quite the thing.
One of the funniest lines I've ever heard from a human in any athletic conversation.
We talked after the show to Joe Fish for a bit yesterday before we left, and he, by the end of it, was comparing himself to Hunter Renfro.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins.
And, yeah. Amari Cooper.
Like, what are you doing right now?
And then I asked, what's the most catches you had in high school in a season? And he said, five. I think Hunter Renfro had more than five in a season. I'm just going to go on a limb, and I'm going to guess. And then he tried to shame Hunter Renfro for being bald.
He did.
I'm like,
yeah.
He's
piece you up, Joe. I love it, dude. Wild. I love irrational athletic confidence, man. I'm a big fan of that. I'm going to make this happen. I got the bull by the horns, I promise.
All right.
We'll find the course. I like the idea so far. We'll
I want to film this. I think this would be good YouTube content.
Great YouTube content.
People love golf YouTube.
Come follow the round. We can take bets, have a bookie out there. Swag will be the rules official. It'll be a great time, man. So we'll keep you updated as we get more details on the Shame Games or the Danny and Joe Classic, whatever we want to ultimately call it. Let's get to Statter Story. We'll do it next. 105.1 FM The Fam.
crunch the numbers,
there's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls. So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
That's right, folks. It is Stat or Story time. Happy Wednesday morning to you. Let's get to Stat or Story. See what we got cooked up. By the way, more ideas coming in. And I love you all. If somebody said, can you do a show live from the course like ESPN does at the Masters?
Dude, you're making me work overtime here. Maybe a one-hour special edition tee up of the DJ Classic.
People are asking for triathlon of debauchery. They want more events out of this.
Yeah, we came up with the list. I just don't think either want to do it. I think ultimately I land in maybe calling it the Shame Game Invitational.
Yeah, I like that. Another one, this thing's going to be more unhinged than the Waste Management. It's, you know... We'll have some fun out there. We'll have some fun. Yeah. I'll go ahead and start running a little late here. Let's jump right into it. Today, your number today, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes.
Your number.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's going to be right up your alley, so I hope you get it.
Okay.
12. Is it the number of points for Taylor Hall, who plays for? Exactly. The Carolina Hurricanes, as they start the Eastern Conference Finals tomorrow night against Montreal, leading Carolina in points 8 games into their playoffs because they have not lost yet. Or is it the number of people at Six Flags who had to walk off of a roller coaster as they lost power in the middle of the ride?
I'm so glad they weren't mid-upside-down loop. I can't imagine anything more terrifying than
that.
They were
250 feet in the air, walking down the side railings of a roller coaster.
Yeah, and I get...
Another reason to not ride roller coasters.
Well, I'm kind of pro-roller coaster. So they've only played 8 games in the playoffs, right?
8 games. They're 4-0, 4-0. 2 sweeps so far.
I'm going to go story. I'm way off probably on this. That seems like a lot of points in 8 playoff games, 12 points. I'm going to go story.
Story. Okay, Brandon?
I'll go stat.
You're going to go stat? Hold on, I got the wrong. Oh, I don't know if we can play the dings, can we?
I got the dings.
Can we play them?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Wait,
can you play it?
I mean, I will, because I think we're playing the music off of it right now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so it'll be a little bit. Here we go. It's a little muffled.
It's very faded.
A little muffled. It's very there. This is indeed a stat. Taylor Hall, 12 points. Now, do you know how points work in the NHL?
Yeah.
What is a point?
Well, a point is either a goal or an assisted goal.
There you go, dude. He's got 3 goals.
Check me on my hockey.
I've just blue line Brandon.
You think this is the Brickyard 400 conversation?
I'm not doing this for you. I could care less. Couldn't care less. Could care less.
Couldn't
about your hockey fandom.
You couldn't care less.
You have a young generation of hockey fandom in your household.
I do.
And we need to make sure she's raised properly in the hockey world.
Yeah.
And when there's questions about icing, you got to be able to answer those questions.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure we're on the same page of points.
Okay.
12 for Taylor Hall. 3 goals, 9 assists. They start the Eastern Conference Finals at home against Montreal tomorrow. If you try and count the number of people, it looks roughly about 30 that were on this ride at Six Flags.
Oof.
And I just look, there are a lot of reasons why I don't like roller coasters. I'm not a big fan of the feeling of dropping. You can call me a pansy ass all you want. That's fine.
Well, I don't like dropping rides, but I like the roller coaster move around, turns, loops.
The idea of waiting in line for an hour in hot weather, usually... Finally getting on a ride. How long is the average time of a roller coaster?
Dude, it feels like less than 2 minutes.
Right? It's just like that.
Pretty
it's
quick.
Over.
Yeah.
And I just waited in line for an hour for that feeling. It's hot, sweaty. Now I got to go get another line for another one. And then the random idea that there's, you know, some dude building this thing.
What's
and
not if a random dude?
If they a bolt comes loose or a nut isn't screwed in the right way, you got to check your nuts on these things.
Let me stick up for the engineers.
They
out
don't
there.
Check their nuts close enough.
Yeah, okay.
They had a power outage and you can go watch the video. It is like they're at the top of the roller coaster
about to drop
about on the drop point and they're legitimately walking down the side of the railing.
Well, it's usually wider than you think up there.
Sure it is.
It's still scary.
Sure it is.
Also,
I'm out, dude. I'm out. Shut them down. Use the land for something else. Build more golf courses.
Anti-roller coaster. So when you go to a California Adventure in Disneyland with Teddy Ballgame and Milt.
It's not going to happen.
You won't get on the Incredicoaster?
It's not happening. We're not going to Disneyland.
You won't even ride it once?
I'm not doing it, no. We're not going to Disneyland. I'm dying on that hill. It's not happening.
Bad take.
It's expensive. There's no need. Ooh. We'll go to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's going to... Yeah, okay, let's do the same thing, Dad. Okay.
Yep, sounds great. Go sit on a beach.
So I don't like rides that just do the up and downs. So like the Tower of Terror, or now it's the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
Right.
I had a feeling what that ride was going to be. I hate that. I can't do the drop when you don't expect it, and then shoot back up, and then drop again. Like, right. I can't do that ride.
Right.
I can do a roller coaster.
You can do roller coasters.
And let me defend the engineers here. I don't think they put the bolts together thinking about power outages. This is just bad luck.
They didn't check their nuts.
This has nothing to do with nuts.
What's wrong with your bolts?
It's also, they didn't get Steve on the side of the highway. You looking for work, Steve?
Yeah, dude, I want to build a roller coaster.
That's how it works.
I don't even know that's how that works.
Have you ever been to Oaks Park?
Well, they've revamped it. They've revamped it. Okay. And I don't think they have these issues anymore.
I knew some of the kids who used to run the rides down there. I don't think there was an engineering degree involved.
Dude, the octopus ride always got me sick. I could not do the octopus.
Somebody said call it the cargo short classic for the golf tournament. That's solid right there. That is solid.
That's good.
All right, you guys, who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
Your number is 2887.
2887.
2887. Is it the number of total points Shaedon Sharpe has scored the last three seasons, or, and this is a little bit of a dirt stat story, or is it the total points accumulated by the South Florida Sails to win the Blue Marlin Open in the Bahamas, making it the first title for Ben Simmons?
Yes. Who said he wasn't clutch? I did see they win the championship. I have no idea how points work.
I read the story. I don't know how points work, but that's fine. I think it's by weight of fish.
So Shaedon Sharpe in the last three seasons?
His total amount of points he has scored combined in the last three seasons.
Oh, God.
This is an impossible thing. You're just guessing.
Give me story.
Okay.
Slash stat.
Brent, what?
Because it's also a stat. You cheated.
It's a funny story. It's a funny-ass story. The process worked for this guy.
It did.
Finally.
Somebody said it's the most Sixer thing ever. You get the number one pick in a generational draft, and the guy's winning a fishing title before he turns 30. How old is Ben Simmons? He's not even that old.
I think he's like 28. The funny thing about Ben Simmons, he was seen fishing in the bubble.
He's 29 years old.
He was fishing in the bubble. Little did we know, that was the training and start of a title run.
Foreshadowing.
Just not in the NBA for the Sixers.
Nope.
Brandon, where are you going?
I'm going to go stat again.
You're going to go stat? So in the order, it is a stat. Shaedon Sharpe, the last three seasons, has scored 2,887 points. Ben Simmons and the South Florida Sails somehow accumulated enough points to win overwhelmingly the Blue Marlin Open in the Bahamas with 2,925 points. Ben Simmons' first title, trust the process, is a fishing title.
You know, he's going to get made fun of a lot. Hell of a life. He got paid hundreds of millions of dollars to not do anything.
How much do you think he made in his NBA career?
I mean, he got a max deal, did he not?
He did.
$180 million? $200 million. Am I shortchanging him? He's 29 years old. He's already retired. He's got enough money to live comfortably the rest of his life, doing whatever he wants for the rest of his life.
Dirt, he signed in 2020. He signed a five-year, $177 million.
So it's that plus whatever his rookie contract was, which is what a rookie contract's the number one pick. It's got to be $200 million. And then he had the cup of coffee with the Clippers. It's got to be $200
million. $203.3 million.
You've made $200 million. You're 29 years old. You don't have the wear and tear on your body. Some of the other guys do because you didn't play. Dude, you were not available.
They took a team photo,
by the way.
He's
happy as hell, man.
He's 6'10", so he's taller than obviously everybody. He looks so happy.
You would never hear a C from me again. I'm just going to fish. I got $100 million in the bank. But living in the Bahamas. See you later.
As many people pointed out, their two big catches came from somebody else.
I mean, yeah, that sounds about right. You see the James Harden of fishing?
He said, quote, I have always believed that investing in what you love means you have a responsibility to move it forward. Sport fishing has given me incredible experiences, and the South Florida Sails is creating a platform that treats offshore fishing like the elite sport it is. The number one pick in the NBA draft that mentally lost himself in the NBA, I have always believed that investing in what you love means you have a responsibility to move it forward, he said about fishing.
Yep. Got to move the game forward.
Man.
Think about the bigger picture.
What a 30 for 30 that needs to be.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what do we got, Brandon?
All right, real quick. Number is 5.
5?
Is it the number of Inside the Park Grand Slams since 1994? Going back to that question from earlier on Sneaking It Up. Or is it the number of streaming services the average American subscribes to monthly?
Okay, so 5 total Inside the Park Grand Slams in baseball history?
Since 1994, yes.
Dude, have we had more... No,
I can think of multiple inside the parks, but I can't think of how many of them were grand slams.
How many perfect games have we had since 1995?
Oh God,
is it close?
10, maybe.
You think we've had 10
since 95?
Dude,
am I wrong on that?
What if this is a more rare stat than perfect games?
Very well could be. I'm gonna go stat. Give me stat.
I also have a stat vibe. I'm going stat.
Give me stat. Double stat.
Wow.
Is it more or less?
It is 9.
9?
9 okay. Inside the Park Grand Slam since 1994.
That's a little more than I would have guessed, actually.
It absolutely is.
Yes. The number of streaming services the average American subscribes to is 5.2. It is National Streaming Day today, by the way.
Happy National Streaming Day, everybody.
Let me see this. So I got this is the Wikipedia one.
I got a new documentary that I know I'm going to get roped into on Netflix.
Which one?
The Crash. Have you seen the headlines for that?
What's that about?
I mean, it's really morbid. It's a gal that killed her boyfriend and her boyfriend's friend running her car into a brick wall. She survived, and the other two died.
Oh, and she was the one meaning to
claimed it was an accident, but she was then later proven to have not been an accident. The dad is still a teacher, I believe, at the school. He just got suspended because he was in the documentary defending her.
Mm.
She's spending life in prison, but yeah.
Wait, so how many since 95? 9?
9. It's a niner.
Since 94.
There's been 10 perfect games since 1995.
10 of them, huh?
It's more rare to see an inside the park grand slam than it is an MLB perfect game.
Way to go, Mets.
Crazy. Way to go, Mets.
Way to go, Mets.
Let's go, Mets.
Let's go, Mets.
Let's go, Mets.
There you go. Sadder story every Wednesday at 9:30. Let's wrap it up. Game 2 of the conference finals. We'll close it up next. 105.1 FM, The Fan. Your neighborhood restaurant group brings the fan poll question on X every day and dinner tonight at one of their 5 locations. Sandy O's, Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse. It is up. You can go vote at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. By the way, I would like to announce officially, after doing this for however many days we've done this for, I now am not misspelling restaurant anymore.
Good for you. I figured out my word.
What's your word? I also figured out the error that I never saw, and now it has become very obvious to me. I would always put an R after the T. Restaurant.
Oh, you just skip over the AU?
I mean, I had an AU, but it came after an R. And every time I'm like, it's A-U-R-A-N-T.
Oh, you had an A-U-N-T?
I was like, and now it's done. I now know how to spell restaurant. I'm very proud of myself for that.
I figured out, for whatever reason, I always misspell genuinely.
Yeah, it's a good one. I also cannot spell
in
genuinely.
In fact, I just misspell it now just to correct it. That's all my goal is.
Just to know that you're in the neighborhood.
That's all the goal is.
Neighborhood Restaurant Group poll question of the day. Who wins the Cargo Short Classic? 18-hole match play event. Danny Meringue, Joe Fisher.
Okay.
Go vote. At Dirt and Sprague
on Twitter. That's the Neighborhood Restaurant Group poll question
that
of the day.
That is our poll question of the day. Let me pull it up. I just put it up, so I don't know if we have any votes yet. No votes yet.
Well, so the Twitter thing is becoming stupid.
Yeah, it's you know, teach their own. Way to ruin a pretty solid app there, Elon. Who got dunked on harder yesterday was also a poll question we have up. Chris Dudley or the gas tax. You can go vote on that one as well. Dudley, the early leader in the clubhouse.
I don't even think there's a close competition here. Nobody liked the gas tax idea from the get.
Yep.
Bipartisan agreement on that. Chris Dudley made me think that he legitimately might win the nomination.
Based on the number of ads I saw and what reporters locally were telling me, it felt like he had a chance, and that certainly was not the case.
Feels like we have a real election cycle of, like, the same thing. And now what are we going to do in Oregon? We're going to run it back from the last one.
With our luck, we'll probably get Trump versus Hillary again. You see LIV Golf might be going bankrupt.
I thought they already did.
They haven't gotten, no, their funding dried up. They are... Those are different. I see your point. I see your point.
Somebody wrote an article.
Technically different things.
Somebody wrote an article when it was announced that the Saudis had pulled the funding.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was being butt cracked. And it was, for the first time, Live Golf's going to actually prove why they should stand on their own. And I'm like, nobody's funding that.
No, they're not.
They couldn't get any viewers funded. Why would you fund that?
They're trying to deny this reality, but the reports were leaking yesterday. They might be filing for bankruptcy once their season is done. They already canceled their event in New Orleans. Let's get to tonight, man. Quickly, before we get to the main course, a little appetizer for you. You do get game one of the Western Conference Finals in the NHL. Colorado, been a bit of a wagon so far throughout the playoffs. Vegas, this kind of feisty, like when you look at the win difference between Vegas and Colorado, it's pretty sizable. Colorado won 55 games this year, Vegas 39. So a pretty heavy favorite in the series, but that's the beauty of hockey. You just never know. So game one tonight, it's on ESPN, 5 o'clock. There is your appetizer. Let's get to the main
course. Who do you like in that one, Colorado?
Colorado, yeah. I'm not going to rock the boat on that. They seem... The way that they came back and won the clincher against Minnesota kind of told me all I needed to know. They were down big. They were facing a game six back in Minnesota, and they were like, nah, we're going to score three goals unanswered and go on to win this game. The one we're all excited for, though, and the odds on this, man, like I feel like I'm jumping on the train too late to bet it tonight. They have played now, I believe the number is 5 times, right, San Antonio and OKC, because 4 in the regular season, correct me if I'm wrong. Plus the game one of the conference finals. So I think
they had the NBA Cup tournament game.
Oh, God.
Was okay. One of them.
Does that count in the games? I don't know.
I think they've played in total 5 times.
Okay.
And they're 4-1 against the Thunder this year.
OKC still favored by 7.5.
I think that is a little bit of you saw this last night with the Knicks until they had that crazy run. Both teams did what? They swept their way through.
They did.
Cleveland went to a 7-game series. Now, I know San Antonio ended up handling Minnesota. That was a 6-game series. I thought you saw a little bit of that rust. And New York showed it last night until they lost their minds and Cleveland sucked. So, I can understand anybody wants to bet the Spurs. I can also see...
When I got that big of a sample size, like, I don't know if they win, but
I have
like,
a hard time seeing
7.5?
Every game being so historically awesome that it's exactly game one all the time.
Yeah, somebody's going to get
blown out
at some
point. You might get it one way and the other, right? San Antonio might have a blowout win. Oklahoma City has a blowout win. I would kind of really, and it's ridiculous because they haven't actually proven to solve the Rubik's Cube known as Wimby. I'd kind of lean with the Thunder and the point spread there. Even though I did that in game one, and I could have been more wrong.
And I was thinking the same thing of, like, I took them in game one, and I had that thought, and then San Antonio has now won 4 out of 5. And I get that the playoffs are a different animal. It's only one game of the series.
But it's part of this stuff. We just watched the playoff game.
That's a lot, dude.
What did you think of the one thing we didn't get to in that game one? It couldn't have ended any better than his block and him standing there.
The whole team looking at him on the sideline.
Taking it all in of like, oh my goodness. He's also one of the worst post-game interviews in the league.
He is not very good at all.
I can't quite understand. And he can talk just fine, but for whatever reason in the post-game.
Yeah, the optics of it are also really funny too because you got some reporter
who's so short.
3 feet smaller than him.
I think his brain is really scattered post-game immediately. He needs like more time. And these post-game press conferences are the better avenue. I don't know how they solved the problem, but I also don't know if he's going to play the same level. I mean, that was, like, historic.
We saw that in kind of the Portland series, too, right? Game one, he was dominant and couldn't do anything wrong. Game two, now he ended up getting hurt in the game, but he got off to a pretty rough start in that game, wasn't doing a ton. De'Aaron Fox, by the way, still a game-time decision, so we'll see if he ends up playing tonight.
Did you see what Shaq nicknamed him?
Who, Wemby or De'Aaron Fox?
Wemby.
No.
He goes, he plays a lot like David Robinson. And Tim Duncan, I'm going to call him Tim Robinson.
And everybody hit him with the Tim Robinson, I think you should leave memes. Do you know there's a comedic actor with multiple television shows
named
Tim Robinson?
You know, there's a pretty big celebrity right now who has the name Tim Robinson.
One was, you sure about that?
You sure about that,
Chuck? And then the hot dog.
We're all trying to figure out who did this. I'm going to take San Antonio, dude. What the hell? I might even sprinkle a little on the money line. Let's get weird.
I love it, dude. You might as well take San Antonio for a sweep if you can get good odds.
Why not, dude? I'll keep you updated on the Cargo Short Classic as details emerge. Not to be confused with the Fan Golf Classic, which will be happening out at Langdon Farms next month. That will do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, 1051thefan on Twitter, and at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Thanks so much for being a part of our Wednesday. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm, Harrison Marangas, next. Listen to 1051 FM The Fan.